2014 draft is concluded. We feel good about the group of guys that we got. Excited about having these guys here for rookie minicamp next week, and looking forward to this season.
Martin, you always talk about best player available. In this draft, do you think you guys did a good job of tailoring best player available alongside some needs that you guys had as well?
Yeah, I think we've done that in the past. We moved around from time to time in some other drafts and moved up or moved back to draft some guys. But certainly there were some times when the need matched up with the guy who was on the board. So, we're happy with the process.
Can you give little thumbnail impressions of some of the guys you drafted today? You know, going from the fourth round down, I guess, if you want. Were you in position to get what you wanted to get off your board on those spots?
Yeah.
Kind of with defense early there.
Yeah, it was a long wait down to those picks at the bottom, the compensatory picks. But Lawson is a guy, you know, he ran 4.50 at the combine. You put the tape on, this kid can run. He's fast. His play speed is faster than his time speed in the 40 at the combine. He's very productive, solid in man-to-man coverage, very scrappy, very competitive kid. You know, when you watch him, he's the kind of corner that I like, you know. And then the other fourth-round pick we took was a defensive end, Larry Webster. We visited with him, had a great visit with him. Actually was with the Buccaneers when his dad was with the Dolphins. And we put that together in my office and figured that out. We used to scrimmage the Dolphins during two of days. So I played against his dad. Just a really, really athletic guy. Great combine numbers, great workout numbers, very raw. Obviously, played some tight end. He's going to be a defensive end for us. We like him as a pass rusher on the open side. We're going to play a closed end and open end this year, as you guys may have heard already. So we have an end on the tight end side. It'll be on the closed side, be bigger, more physical, Jason Jones type of guy, you know. And then on the open side, we have Ziggy over there, and we think Larry has an opportunity to compete over there as well. We're really excited about him. He ran 4.60 in the 40s. You know, he's 6'5". He's 260 pounds. So he's a big, good-looking athlete. Caron Reed from Princeton, you know, we visited with him at the combine. Felt great about him as a football player. Has some development he can do. Obviously, Ivy League, and he'll be in an NFL program now, NFL training table. We're looking forward to having him on our team and developing him. So we're excited about that. Am I in the sixth round now? Where am I?
T.J. Jones.
T.J. Jones was our sixth round pick. I went to Notre Dame during two days, very impressed with him. Clutch guy, playmaker for them, converted a lot of third downs. He was a guy they went to in the red area. Just a guy, you know, he's probably going to be, you can talk to the coaches. I like him as a slot guy, running inside, running routes, getting separation. And I thought he had really good hands and ran really, really, really nice routes, really crisp routes. So we like him as a football player. And then seventh round was our kicker, you know. So Nate Freeze, Boston College. He's kicked outside his whole career. I think he'd be great in our division. Didn't miss a field goal last year. I think he missed two in 2012, I think. But very accurate guy, very consistent. I visited with him when he came here for his visit. He was not invited to the combine, so we brought him here for a physical. And we talked about him in the sixth round, and we decided to wait, and he was still there in the seventh, so we're glad that we got him.
What does that do for your other kickers that are currently on the roster?
That's like my least favorite question, man. Every time you get somebody, what does that mean for so-and-so? What does that mean for, you know? It means they should continue to do what they've been doing, which is work very hard. They're NFL players. That's part of the process. We'll see what happens.
You're keeping all three for now.
You went defense early.
What you mean for now? Like now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the next few days, will they?
Yeah. You're getting way ahead of me right now. I'm just trying to get out of here today.
You went defense the first couple rounds today. Was that the plan coming into the day, or was it a matter of that was the best player available for you?
You mean in the fourth round and fifth?
Fourth and fifth.
Yeah, you know, we were targeting some defensive players, and we had a list of defensive players when the fourth round started. Some of those guys went, you know. We had a few offensive players there too, but we were leaning defense, and we ended up getting two defensive players.
With Freeze, he only has a 52-yard long on his record. What kind of range do you see
Yeah, I think that'll take some time to figure out when we get him here and get working with him, and you know, Bono will get working on his technique and stuff. So we'll see how he does. He's been very consistent and very accurate. He has not been a guy that's booming 58-yard field goals, But, you know, these guys develop and over time and mature, and we'll see how strong his leg gets when he gets here.
Terrell Austin's preferred taller corners throughout his career. Is the speed what negates that situation with Lawson, or was it just that there weren't any taller corners left at that point?
Yeah, well, you know, I think there's, you know, obviously corners of different sizes, you know, and this guy's not a tall one. I wasn't a tall one, so it's hard for me to be, you know, mad at him for not being tall, you know. But he's a good football player. He's fast. He's got really good coverage skills, quick feet. He can accelerate and burst, close on the ball. So he's got ability, you know. I think, you know, in the NFL, a lot of times it seems like bigger is always better. At some positions, like receiver and corner, sometimes it's better to not be. You'd be a lot quicker and move a lot faster if you're not so tall. So we'll see how he does.
Yeah. Did the depth that everybody talked about coming in this draft play out? In other words, did you have enough? Was there enough talent there at the back end of this draft as you expected, or were these more developmental guys you were kind of just?
No, we were excited about the guys that we got. You know, I mean, getting into into the sixth, seventh round, we were seeing good players. You know. So, the depth was there, especially, you know, and it's hard sitting there in the whole fourth round, watching that whole round go by, because we liked a lot of those guys that were being drafted, you know. So it was definitely deep into the fourth, fifth round, I think.
There were a few reports that you guys signed quarterback James Franklin. I don't know if you can confirm that, but, I mean, what did you like about him, and what do you think he brings to the table?
Yeah, you know, as far as the free agent signings, you know, we don't typically, you know, speak on those until his contracts are actually signed. So I know some names may have gotten out there about, you know, different guys, but I won't be commenting on those guys right now.
What guys do you expect to sign?
I don't know the exact number right now.
If Michael Sam had not been drafted, would you guys have considered him?
You know, I mean, I think I'm going to treat him like every other player. You know, he's got drafted by somebody. He's on somebody else's roster right now, and I wouldn't comment on anybody else in that situation, you know.
Can I ask you to elaborate on something you said last week about finding three starters, three contributors, and three developmental guys in draft? When you say starter, are you talking immediate starter or over the time they're with you to develop into a starter?
We like to get guys in a draft that are going to start that season at some point. They may not be ready the first game of the season, but we think that they can go out and start at some point during the season. And then contributing player, when I say that, I mean a guy that's a role player, like a special teams player, a guy that, you know, that plays a particular role in the offense or defense, and then developing players to be the practice squad guys.
I mean, it's early, but do you feel like you've set yourself up for something that will fit those goals this year? Is it to be determined?
Yeah, it's to be determined. It's really early. I mean, these guys haven't even gotten here yet, so I'll have a better feel for that when we see these guys, you know, next weekend. But as of right now, that was our goal going in. We feel good about it. We'll see how it goes.
You mentioned with T.J. Jones, you know, good route runner. You said the same thing about Ebron. Was that an issue last year with the receivers and trust in them running the right routes and getting open and all that?
I don't think so. You know, we had a lot of drops last year. I think that was, if you want to say an issue with the receivers, for me personally, it was the number of drops. I had a lot of drop passes, the passes that, you know, could have been a first down in the fourth quarter, keep the chains moving. We didn't catch those balls. So that was more of an emphasis, I think, in this draft of looking at guys that had good hands and could catch the ball and make plays for us, you know, in those situations in the fourth quarter. So the route, I didn't have a problem with our receivers' ability to run routes last year, really.
Once the draft actually started, did you notice any impact from the 2 weeks, the extra 2 weeks? Was there anything that added or subtracted from the draft once you actually got going?
No. I mean, once you get going, it's just the draft, you know. I mean, in the process, you know, it's a high energy, you know. I mean, you're talking about different guys. I mean, we're putting up video of different players and talking through different, you know, options at each pick. So it didn't really have any impact, I don't think.
You mentioned targeting special teams, guys with special teams experience. Which of those guys you took, besides Freeze, of course, have experience and could contribute there next year?
Yeah, you know, as far as drafted guys, we took some linemen. So, you know, there weren't a whole lot of them. And then Kyle's going to play a role on teams, I'm sure, but as a starter, you know, he's going to be more of a limited role. So we didn't really get that four core, you know, special teams guy in this draft. Free agency, that, you know, undrafted free agents, we may end up with a couple guys there. I think that Lawson can play a role on teams. But, you know, we got quite a few linemen and kicker and all that, so we didn't get those guys this time.
The first three guys that you took yesterday were either in the first three rounds were either engaged or already married.
not that you are targeting guys who are engaged or married, but just the maturity that I don't know, that those guys may have.
Mm-hmm.
How much were you looking for something like that, and what does that mean for a locker room, for a team to have guys that you can, you
know, yeah, have? Yeah. Well, you know, we were focused on these guys' football character and personal character, and we want to bring the right kind of guys to our franchise. That wasn't part of their evaluation, you know, whether they were married or not. But I think the fact that we were looking for guys that are mature, guys that are team players, you know, guys that are consistent in their philosophies and how they handle themselves off the field, I think that may have been part of that process, that we ended up with guys who were married or engaged.
You guys have talked a lot about finishing and finding closure. How did that play out as you sort of broke down guys and nudged guys up and down the board? And how did it affect the way you guys?
Yeah, you know, I don't think that was a theme, you know, in our draft meetings. But, you know, you look at some guys that we got, like Kyle Vannori's made some plays to finish games out and to win games at the end. T.J. Jones is that same type of player. You know, Caron Reed obviously playing Ivy League ball, but he made some big plays in fourth quarters of games. And you watch tape, you want guys that can do that for you, so maybe there's part of that in the process, you know. But that's going to be a big part of what we're trying to do this year. You know, it's getting that extra first down. It's getting that third down stop when we have to have it. It's rising up in those pressure situations and making those plays, and that was what really cost us last year, I thought.
You mentioned the possibility of drafting a quarterback. I mean, were there some guys that, you know, maybe – just before you were picking, or, you know, were there not many quarterbacks you had, you know, draftable grades on?
No, I mean, we talked about that throughout the process. There were a number of times we had quarterbacks in the conversation, and they weren't there. You know, we talked to put some names up, and by the time we got ready to pick, those guys were gone. But it was a consideration, this draft.
How did your board just kind of match up with, you know, other teams' boards? Like the first 10 picks, did a lot of the guys that you liked in your 10 go? And you mentioned it kind of today, you know, the start of the fourth round, a lot of guys that you had high went to. How excruciating, or what's that like for you sitting there watching
yeah.
those guys go?
You know, I mean, that's the process. I mean, that's what it is for everybody, you know. I mean, you have to make decisions about moving up, moving back, staying where you are. You're counting players to see if you're going to have a guy at your spot. If you don't, you want to go back. So, you know, I mean, that's part – I think everybody goes through that, and that's what makes the draft interesting and what makes you guys follow it and fans follow it and, you know, see who can move around and get the guys who they want and whatnot. So it's always like that. So it's hard for me to describe exactly what it feels like. It's frustrating when you have a guy that you want and he's not there. And you feel great when you wait on a guy like we did on Freeze and then he ends up being there.
Is there any –
more for Martin? Any connection to – getting multiple players from same schools over the years, Oklahoma a couple of years ago, BYU obviously, Notre Dame recently.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a greater access to the scouts of those schools where you feel like you get a better grasp on those players?
Just pure coincidence, I think, honestly. There's no method to it. Just sometimes it just happens. Like sometimes you don't get a guy from, like, I don't know who the last BYU guy was before Ziggy that was here. Was it Luke Staley maybe or somebody like that? So sometimes you go a long time without having one, then all of a sudden you get two or three.
You didn't draft a safety. Is that a matter of being comfortable with your guy, with where you're at now roster wise, or is it a matter of not the right guy falling to you?
Yeah, probably a little bit of both, you know. As I've talked to you guys before, I mean, you know, guys like DJ Gomes and Don Carey and Issa Abdul Kudus, I mean, those guys have started games before, they play special teams, those guys are NFL players. And I have a comfort level with those guys as backups for us, you know. I'm very comfortable with Ihedigbo as a starter for us and Glover Quinn as a starter for us. So it really would have had to be a real impactful guy for us to go draft one, I think.
One thing on with your back end there in the secondary, do you feel like you have enough, you know, playmaker guys who are going to, you know, get turnovers and Lawson doesn't seem like he has, like, that ability.
Mm-hmm.
Are you comfortable with that?
I don't know. Lawson hadn't even got here yet, and you already made your mind up, huh? You know, we'll see how we do. And as I've said to you guys a lot of times, you know, we're still looking for players. We're not done looking for players, and the first game's not going to be for several months. So we'll keep trying to improve our roster, and we'll keep trying to find guys that can make plays over the next few months, you know. And we got some guys that can make some plays right now.
Still out there though at this point? I mean, with most of the free agency kind of picked over, I know you found some guys late last year.
Yeah.
How easy is it to find?
It's never easy. It wasn't easy to find those guys last year, you know, but we'll be looking and we'll find them. We've done it before, so that's what we do. We never stop looking and we'll keep finding talent.
Do you have, you seem to do really well actually finding guys on the defensive side of the ball, free agents and guys, and Rasheed Mathis is plugging them in, Don Carey, you know, is that a strength you think you guys have, especially?
Well, I mean, a lot of credit goes to other people in the department. I mean, I'm looking also, but Sheldon White obviously is very involved. Charlie Sanders, Brian Sanders. We have a whole bunch of people looking. Cedric Saunders. So we're always trying to find them, you know. And if you're looking long enough and hard enough, you're going to find good players. And we keep doing that. And, you know, we'll be okay. We've got time to add some more talent to our team defensively and offensively. And we'll keep looking for players to help us win games.
This was your first draft with this new coaching staff. Even though you guys have had months to get to know each other, how did it go as smooth as you wanted?
It was very smooth. Those guys did an outstanding job, our entire coaching staff, even the guys that were here before, the new coaches. Did a phenomenal job. Worked very hard, especially on this free agency eighth round that we just finished up or finishing up right now, making calls, you know, looking at film, ranking their players. So they did a lot of work on this. And our college scouts did an outstanding job as well, as I said before. And Scott McEwen, should be given kudos for the hard work that he's done for us. And it was a team effort. Everybody worked very hard to make it happen. And we're looking forward to getting these guys here and seeing how these guys do.
Just a housekeeping thing. Joyke Bell tweeted out a photo with the wrap of some kind on his knee. Is there anything you can do to update the status?
No, we don't talk about those injuries and things, and that's probably something Joyke shouldn't have done, and we'll have a little conversation about that when I see him. Yeah. Okay.
A little bit on Paula's question. I mean, how often do you have to deal with a position coach or a scout lobbying you during the draft, especially in the later rounds?
You know what? During the draft, I seek those guys out, and I ask them their opinion, you know, and so I'm frequently talking to them about different guys on the board and their reports that they wrote on the players and their thoughts about the players. So it actually works the other way around. They're not lobbying me. I'm going to them and getting their input. And it's been a very collaborative process. And like I said, it's been great working with this coaching staff.
I don't know. We're going to talk to you for a little while. Last year's first round pick, Ziggy Ansah, you know, hot and cold last year. I mean, what do you feel like his ceiling is this year? How much of a leap can he make in his second year considering his quote-unquote upside?
He's a good football player. I thought he's more hot than cold, you know. He's going to be good. He was good last year. He's going to be good this year.
All right.